Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Washington and California as fight their prop may tell you to sometimes people ignore their own peril, since with the Santa Ana winds California is risky, my friends. All of us seem to suffer from some curse by Mother Nature. In my area, we just went through 9 tornadoes, and I cannot believe that my house didn't get hit, number one, that nobody was killed. My husband went the other way, so it just missed me. Baghdadi's in the news. Why? Because he's dead. Because there was a brave raid by some of our best that nailed one of the nastiest, rattiest, awful terrorists that you can imagine, who ignited the fears of so many and destroyed the lives of so many as well. But he is gone, and that's good news, because he eluded capture, he eluded death many, 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 many times. And so, to me, there's nothing better than nailing Baghdadi. And you got to give the administration credit for that. And I think everybody should take a lap, and especially the brave guys who, you know, ultimately were the ones that were part of the raid that, you know, that took this all the way, because, frankly, they were in some of that horrifically dangerous territory. And this is what they do when you're Delta Force, but still doing this in the cover of night and having to let Turkey and Russia know you're doing it. And then ultimately, you know, making the move to go get Baghdadi at the compound and escape with your lives and escape with whatever you could that might be material. And they did, pertaining to some ISIS targets and whatnot, very similar to what happened with Osama bin Laden. Baghdadi, just as equally in a different way, a mastermind who was pulling the strings, and especially the heartstrings, if they even had a heart, of so many people, and really grew and, you know, continued to flourish the ISIS network. And some horrific things certainly happened because of Baghdadi. So congratulations to Delta Force for being able to, you know, for being able to knock off one of the most horrific criminals that you can possibly imagine, terrorists that you can imagine. All right, Grim is ringing us up right here at the top, so let's go to Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Okay, doing real good.
Grim, what's up?
Well, really, not too much interested in talking about water cooler stuff. More interested about Halloween. I did post my costume. I keep track of you. I don't know if you've seen it, but I think it's the cheapest, easiest, and just right for guys. It only costs $0.02.
Wow, so now you can't tease us like that without... So tell us what your costume was.
Well, it only costs $0.02.
$0.02, I got it. A $0.02 costume, I love it. Well, then that's a good thing. So
it's a
if it's $0.02, then that...
it's a post-it note in the shape of a thumb. You get 100 of them, so, you know, you can make up as many as you want. And mine says on it, quid pro quo.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love it. Grim, on that note, you can't do any better on this call than that. So quid pro quo is Grim's costume. There you go. He's right. Halloween, people just had Halloween parties, but if you have any trick-or-treaters, it'd be funny if he answered the door like that, but I wonder how many of the trick-or-treaters would get it. And is trick-or-treating a big thing anymore? Dressing up with clever costumes certainly is. And that is a pretty clever one, I have to say, right? I'm wondering how many people dress up as the president. You know, whoever the president is, that's always a big deal. It is. Whether anti-president, pro-president, usually it's the antis that dress up like the president, but they make the masks, you go and you easily get them in the stores, etc. And whatever the top stories are, whatever people are talking about, it is water cooler buzz. It's funny, because it is water cooler buzz that people dress like for Halloween, especially adults, but even kids, because when they're trying to come up with something clever, that's what they, that's what they do. All right, I talked about the fact that Baghdadi is gone, and that's good, and that happened over the weekend. On Sunday morning, there was the news of that raid had been successful. But while that's the reason to celebrate that he was hiding with his rivals and enemies in rebel-held Syrian territory, and that operation targeting Baghdadi was so successful, the other thing that's happening and emanating out of Washington, as we know, is impeachment. And Nancy Pelosi says, yeah, there's going to be a vote, and yeah, it's all going to be open. So any complaints about this is secret, this is ridiculous, well, not anymore. It's going to be wide open. So that's pretty tangible that they're going to have that open vote. It's supposed to be on Thursday, so it forces everybody to go on the record. You're either in support or opposition of the investigation, and that's going to tell us where we're going to go from there. Everybody's on the record. So that's it. Everybody's on the record. As in the House, as to yay or nay, and Pelosi said, we're taking a step to eliminate any doubt as to whether the Trump administration could withhold documents, prevent witness testimony, disregard duly authorized subpoenas, or continue obstructing the House of Representatives, is what she says. You know, we're going to its sixth week of this conversation. So kick the doors open. Just roll with it. Let's see what's going on. And let's see the transcripts of the witnesses who have already testified in closed sessions. They're saying, okay, you know what? We're releasing this. It's going to be wide open. So you want it, you got it, America. You're going to know what was said. And any Republicans who are complaining are going to know what was said. Isn't that interesting? I mean, this is a big step to actually have this proceeding move from the shadows to way, way, way out front. So high-profile witnesses could be called to testify in open session, and isn't that interesting? And that could actually push a vote on whether to impeach the president in December. So it's not getting derailed. It's going to a vote. So if the Democrats were conducting an unauthorized impeachment proceeding, she is admitting that. She's saying, yeah, so we're going to leave it wide open because the president wasn't getting due process. So it's those nuts. No more leaking your own talking points. No more locking down people and information. It's going to be out there. It's going to be transparent. Isn't that interesting? Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's a wrap with Kate's Take.
My take is this on what we've been talking about as far as impeachment. I think out in the open is the best place to be. The Democrats knew they were getting too lame by continuing to hide everything and have the Republicans beat their chest and say, let us in, let us in. We're going to blow the House down. So it was a move they had to make, and it was one they should have actually made sooner, because we, the American people, deserve to know whatever the heck is going on instead of all this speculation and gum flapping in all different directions, which is typical of what we have in the United States. Just let us see it. Let's let us hear it. How about that? Let us make our own minds up. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's do it fair and balanced. So fair and balanced means just spill it, and then we decide how we want to interpret it. How's that? And that's exactly where we're headed now at this point. Because once the House takes that vote, one, I've said it, it's on record. So there's no hiding behind what do you think and let me dance around it, let me hide from my constituents. You are either voting for it or you're voting against it, whether there's a D or an R or whatever in front and behind your name. So period, this is part of the process. And if our government is set up the way it's set up, then let's see it. Let's see the transcripts. Let's know what the witnesses have said, not leaks, the specifics. Let's see it. Let's see it for ourselves and read it. And this vote is important because it's so tangible. And this is the most open thing that we've seen in this process so far, because everything else has been closed door and then just a little bit here and there that's come out of that. So no more posturing. Instead, boom, a dump of the information, although you could argue, well, of course, it's going to be disseminated, and we're going to see it go in different directions, because that's how we live. And we know where to tune in, where we're going to get one side, another side, and then something mixed up in between. But you can decide, right? You can look at what's being said, and it goes back to that phone call. It goes back to our laws. It goes back to what was really happening, and not hearsay. Let's just know it for what it is, right? I mean, sometimes I feel like, are we living in England where we are guilty and that's it? And you got to prove that you're innocent? How about innocent until proven guilty? Let's see it. So now there's this push. And then there'll be another push, depending on what the testimony is. But it'll be out in the open. I mean, look, we certainly have seen this and heard this. You know, you look at Mark Meadows, Republican from North Carolina, who's definitely an ally of the Prez's in Congress. He criticized the vote. He said the Democrats' appeal to transparency is what he called rich, considering they spent weeks conducting interviews in secret and leaking their own talking points while locking down any and all information that benefits the president. He is right on that. They have pushed out their talking points. This is why I take the other tack, though, with what he's saying. Yeah, it should have happened before. But at least it's happening now because we should be able to hear this. I mean, we kept hearing about the whistleblower. I feel like I'm watching sometimes that there's a new show that I've watched a couple of episodes, and it blows my mind, and this is one of those graphic comic novels that my nephew would be familiar with, but I wasn't. It's called The Watchmen. And sometimes I feel like, are we headed toward The Watchmen? Where we're just going to have people with their faces covered accusing us of X, Y, Z. I mean, now that's a little extreme, right? But the whole thing with the whistleblower, the constant mentioning of this, the constant speculation, all of that, and that's what it is. It's speculating. So let's see it. Let's look at it for ourselves. And then, again, this whole quid pro quo thing that our friend from Mississippi referenced as a Halloween costume. Quid pro quo this. Let's know. Let's see it. For all the money we spend on these hearings that are closed door, let's kick open the doors. Let's see it. I mean, Republicans are saying it, that the investigation should be led by the Foreign Affairs Committee because they have jurisdiction over the State Department. So we're even arguing on that point. Let the American people hear firsthand what is going on. Let's just hear it, right? Instead of speculating. Listen, I like fairy tales, but I like fairy tales that are fun fairy tales that I'm reading to nephews and nieces. In the real world, give it to me straight. Let's hear it. All this nonsense and backstabbing and maneuvering, I get it. It is politics. And once you step into that role, you're putting on that armor, and that's what happens. But remember, it's we the people. I grew up not far from Independence Hall, and that was so drilled in my head, and I was so proud to be from that Philadelphia area because I would walk along those cobblestone streets. I walked by Betsy Ross's house. I walked by Ben Franklin's grave. I heard all about the founders and how brave they were constantly from the time I was a kid. And I felt like, wow, I am so lucky because I am grown up right here and hearing these stories of what was risked. And I know they fought, and I know there was different sides. But boy, it seemed like they had one cause in mind. What is the cause now? Of the art of deception. Lay it out for us. Let us see it for ourselves. And when I say lay it out for us, just be transparent. In this case, it should be transparent. There's so much conspiracy theory going on. What happened in the call? What is the deal? And how many witnesses are going to be called? And what are they going to say? It goes back to that phone call on July 5th? And what does it mean legally? And what specifically was said? Not hearsay, but was actually said. I want to know. I want to see it. I'll be watching just like you will. Because I know that, yes, I have done this long enough that I have sources on all different sides. And they tell me they don't have sides. But we all have certain biases. And I know who I can call up and I can get one version. I know I call up someone else. And they cover politics. And they're there at the White House. And they're there covering Congress. And I know I'll get two different versions of it. Just like when I tune in or read certain publications. But when you give it to me, and I get to look at the testimony and hear it for myself, maybe I don't even like the questioning, but I get to hear the responses, and I get to see that on national TV, I like the idea of being able to make up my own mind and not have it running through somebody else's filter, don't you? I mean, for goodness sake, what is the, now has become the biggest privilege in our lives? It's just transparency. I love it when people say they're transparent. It's just like our friends, my most liberal friend who covered the White House, Ellen Ratner, who retired from the news business, who used to say, I give it to the Bushes. They say what they mean. You come, they tell you when there's going to be a news conference, you go, boom, that's it. And she was a fan of Obama's, but she said, you know, when they stepped into the White House, they, the Obama administration, labeled themselves as we're going to be transparent, but she would say, but they're anything but transparent. Because you had to constantly maneuver like a Rubik's Cube to find out exactly what was happening. And now we're finding the same thing, obviously, so much in the politics of the day. But if we're going to talk about impeachment, we're going to have these inquiries, we're going to spend money on these investigations, we deserve to be able to hear it unfiltered. We deserve to have transparency. So I say bravo, it's about time, and it should have happened before. And let's see what the documents say. Some of them we know because there's been bits and pieces that have been released, and some, including the whistleblower's complaint, you can easily read that. Look it up. It's out there. But I don't want to have hearsay. I want direct testimony. How about you? That's my take on impeachment. Stay with us.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The only thing is they were talking about why didn't I give the information to Adam Schiff and his committee? And the answer is because I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
President Trump telling reporters why he didn't clue in Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi about his plan for the military to take out the world's most wanted terrorist, al-Baghdadi. The president traveling to Chicago to a police chief conference and praises the special forces in our military leading the mission who take out the top terrorist.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the Nasdaq up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
To the UK to talk in this version of the Author's Corner with Jack Harrison. He has written a book called Memoirs of a Signalman. You're going to love this book. I mean, it pulls you in like nobody's business. I'm serious. Hey, Jack, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, good morning.
So let's talk about your book and start right from the get-go of why did you write the book? What made you write the book?
Well, it was 1988 when I had to stop working because of back injuries, and then not long after I had a car crash with a drunk driver, and I was forced with having to remake my life altogether, you know. So I was having to start all over again, and I've always written something from when I was quite young, so writing seemed to be the obvious choice.
So when that happens and then you decide to write, what was the idea behind the book? What made you talk about memoirs? What made you decide, okay, I'm going to do this?
Well, I've always usually written poetry, but I thought, well, I've got 10 years served as a railway signalman. I might as well tell the story of, you know, those 10 years as well as writing poetry. So
yeah.
when I wrote and published Memoirs of a Signalman, that was actually my second book.
Yes. And when you decided to write it, like you said, I think there's things that people don't understand about being a signalman. What is so interesting? What was so interesting to you about being, you know, there was funny tales, there was unusual events. What was so interesting to you about being in that situation?
Oh, there were so many different experiences within such a short space of time. Even during the middle of winter, I used to look forward to going to work and being at work because there was so much variety. No 2 days were ever the same, I don't think. There were some quite outrageous incidents that went on, outrageously funny or, you know, and it was just that variety. And it's the sort of thing now where it's all of the past. All the signal boxes that I worked in my area now, they're all been pulled out.
So it was a different era. So tell us one of your funny stories. Give us a funny story.
Well, one of them was where the kids used to bounce up and down on the signal wires and the rods, the points which change a track's direction or a train's direction were controlled from the signal box, several yards, almost half a mile or more, along rods, as we called them, just like square metal tubing, and that continued that movement out. And the kids used to jump up and down on these at night when they think we couldn't see them. And you'd be sat there, you know, reading a newspaper or doing something in the signal box. And all of a sudden, clunk, 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 you get these kids jumping up and down on the rods or the wires. And I know a few have nearly had a heart attack because of that. The other one was where they used to come on the telephone at a signal post or on a level crossing, and they say, "Is that the signal man?" "Yes." "And you know what's coming?" They say, "Well, get off, there's a train coming."
and there's so much more in this book, and I want to tell everyone, go to Amazon and pick it up. Memoirs of the Signal Man. We're speaking to Jack Harrison. And, Jack, every place I've lived, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, there's always, even today, there's always been a train in the background, and I find it very soothing. But I also covered, you know, accidents on the railways, and I know that this was something major because of what you had to do as a signal man, and obviously some things happened there, and what was that like, having that responsibility?
Well, we was very aware of it. I mean, there's so much training that goes into it, and different safety precautions that made us British Rail one of the safest railways in the world. But the main reason that the rules and regulations were almost like a Bible, and rigidly keeping to those rules is the thing that makes it safe. But accidents can always happen because of, you know, certain circumstances. You can have accidents that happen when people don't follow the rules, but there's also the sort of accidents where, say, for example, if cattle get onto the line, or that's nobody's fault particularly.
Right.
It's just that the higher the speed of the train, the more severe the accident is going to be, I'm afraid. That's how it is.
Yeah, and you went to, obviously, going to signal school, and as you said, it was like a Bible. Did you think you were going to do this for a decade? Did you think this is what you were going to do?
I had no idea, no. I mean, I come from a railway family on my mother's side. My dad's side were always at the sea, but I've got uncles and granddad. Most of them served time on the railway of one job or other. I had one uncle that was a signalman on the West Coast Main Line between London, Euston and Glasgow. So it wasn't, you know, unheard of to have railway. I had no idea how long I'd end up spending there, and the only reason why I wasn't on longer is simply because of an accident I had at work.
Wow. And so if that hadn't happened, you say you would have been doing it longer.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many? And then I started it.
Yeah. How many? So the back injury, of course, ended that. How many trains? I'm just thinking. How many trains do you think that you clocked by as a signalman in your career? I mean, was it hundreds?
That's a good one. I've never been asked that question before. Thousands and thousands. The signal box where I worked at the last one before having to retire, it was possible to have 6 trains on the go at one time. That would be 2 in each direction on the main line, and
wow,
2 on the branch, on the small branch up to Fleetwood here, and even 1 in the siding. So it wasn't like that all the time, but some Saturday nights with the, have you heard of the Blackpool Illumination?
Wow. I just can see these trains in my mind roaring by.
Yeah.
And again, moving the, switching the tracks and all of that.
Mm. During the Blackpool Illumination period, with all the, the fancy lights along the promenade.
Yeah.
Well, when we had that season, there would be some days I wouldn't be able to have chance to have some dinner. Once I started at 6 o'clock, it could be busy almost right through to coming off at 2 o'clock, and then the next man that came on at 2 o'clock, he'd be lucky if he got off before 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And that was a typical Saturday during the Illuminations period. They would come from all around Britain, all sorts of special trains from places like Hitchin or Weymouth, Inverness in Scotland. And we used to get some very strange, strange different locomotives that wouldn't come from around here. So it was quite special to see, some of the range of trains that came in.
Oh, I bet. And we're speaking with Jack Harrison, Memoirs of a Signalman. What do you hope people get out of reading your book?
Well, especially because the signal boxes have all gone now because of the electrification process. We've got the wires up now, and unless you knew earlier, you'd never know that the signal boxes were there. And that I thought, well, it's important that I tell this story. It's part of our heritage. It's entirely possible that the word signalman, signal box, or old woman for that matter, we have signal women as well, and women crossing keepers. And it's entirely possible that those words will go out of the English language around here, at least. And it's just so sad that these boxes were literally pulled down bit by bit. I watched them on a video film. Someone made a video film of everyone being demolished. And I just think it was an act of supreme vandalism not to at least have saved one. I agree. Saved in my area.
Yeah, I agree. And so this is why you should read the book, Memoirs of the Signalman, because you need to know about this piece of history. Jack Harrison, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I don't like to fly, but sailing has pitfalls.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on the plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you want to complain about the politics in your area, why not get involved? Too many of us sit on our hands and say, well, if I did it and if I was there and I ran. And I met somebody who is doing exactly that. And in fact, she's in the same world as me. She's an X-Talk radio host, and you can catch her out there in Atlanta anyway. I'm sure she's popping up all over the place. But she's decided to run for Congress in Georgia, District 11. She joins us now, Dana Barrett. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
What was it that spurred you on to say what I just said, that people constantly complain and say, well, if I ran and I could, but they don't do it. How did you take that leap and decide, you know what, I'm going to jump?
You know, I think I was more motivated than probably ever starting around November of 2016, if that date rings a bell at all. And but I was doing exactly what you said. I was doing daily talk radio, mostly political, and I was, you know, I was on the sidelines telling the players and the coach what they should do, you know, basically from the stand, right? And I just, after a year and a half, 2 years of doing that, and focusing on government every day and realizing, you know, how frustrating it is that nothing's getting done, how polarized it is, I just felt like I needed to do more. And then the final straw for me was I moved into a district in which the representative is just the worst, in my opinion. He's really just not doing anything. And whatever he does do appears to really be to save his own skin and to support the party, but not the people.
You said it, the magic word, support the party, but not the people. And I don't care if people are listening to us, and I always say this, if they're right of right, left of left, don't label themselves, whatever. Who doesn't want somebody who's out there fighting for them? Because it's we the people, and our representatives are, we elect them to do that, to be out there and face the challenges of what's happening in the world today. So you've been described as socially liberal and fiscally responsible as far as being a Democrat. So explain that. I love that.
Yeah, well, I chose to say fiscally responsible instead of fiscally conservative because I think just throwing the word conservative in there gives, you know, is a trigger for, you know how people get triggered.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what I mean by that is, you know, all of my views, not all, but for the most part, my views on social issues are to the left. I'm, you know, pro-choice. You know, I do believe in some form of gun control, although I'm not somebody that says we should take all the guns away. You know, but I do think we should, for example, get rid of the automatic rifles, that type of thing. And so, close the loopholes, et cetera. But fiscally responsible, what I mean by that is, you know, in business, we don't just throw money at problems. And in politics, that seems to be what we do. And I feel like there is a better way to fix our problems than by just running the deficit up and throwing more money at everything. I don't think we need to do free college for everyone, free health care for everyone. People need to have some skin in the game. However, the programs we have that we want to keep need to be better managed.
Oh, I love that. They need to be better managed. That's true. I agree with you on that. Absolutely. So when you decide you're going to run and you start to tell everyone, do people look at you like you're crazy and why would you do this?
Yeah, I've gotten some mixed reactions. Definitely there's some, like, what on God's green earth are you thinking? but a lot of people, for me, for whatever reason, I guess because I've always been pretty outspoken, like you, I feel like a lot of the response has been like, oh, yeah, of course you are. Yeah, makes total sense.
I like that. Of course you are. So when you do decide and then you get those reactions and you put them aside, how do you dig in? I mean, there's probably people out there listening, Dana, that say, wow, maybe she's motivating. Maybe I could do the same thing. Because let's face it, anyone can run. But then when you have to put the team together and figure it out, it's some work, huh?
It really is. And I got to tell you, a lot of what's out there in print in terms of how to do it, if you read the books and you know, there's a lot of well-meaning organizations that are trying to encourage people, but a lot of the advice is really surfacey. It's really sort of high level. Like, I read a book that said, you need to get yourself a campaign manager, full stop. It's like, okay, but how does one do that? So I have found that you really have to ask a lot of questions, ask to be introduced to people that know. You're going to get a lot of unsolicited advice, and you just sort of have to use your gut a little bit. But to that end, because I'm a broadcaster at heart, I think also I'm working on actually a podcast about running for office that will kind of get into some of that nitty-gritty, because I just don't think there's a lot of really good detailed advice out there.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that, because there is no great roadmap. We're speaking with Dana Barrett, and she's a candidate for Congress for in Georgia District 11. So now it's about getting the word out to the people, and we've seen that what's worked is some of that good old-fashioned, almost going door-to-door grassroots. Are you going to be doing a lot of that?
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing that. I mean, the dirty secret of politics is that stuff all happens much closer to the election date, and that the whole time leading up to it, it's sadly about the money. That's the dirty little secret. It's really about how much money you can raise. That's how you prove yourself. And running for office is in large part like a telesales job.
I like that analogy, a telesales job. Wow. Yeah, because you got to hit up everyone and anyone, right?
That's exactly right. You're calling everyone you've ever met, from your first grade teacher to, like, the guy that, you know, checks you out at the grocery store, and trying to wrangle money out of their wallets.
Yeah, there you go. Wrangle money out of their wallets. On a serious note about health care, and I can't tell you how many times I went to Washington, talked about this with people from all sides, Republicans and Democrats. You're a breast cancer survivor, and that once that happens to you, and then you realize the how much it costs for the treatments, et cetera, it really, I think, throws people for a loop. Affordable health care, we don't have anything like that, do we?
No, and I think that's a big reason, too, for me, in which I wanted to run for office because, you know, look, for me, the Affordable Care Act was really beneficial when it first started, and then it's gotten progressively worse year after year as it's been chipped away at. And so, you know, we need a solution, and the problem right now is everyone is so dug in, you know, from a partisan standpoint that no one's getting anything done. And, you know, we can't be screaming, like, just get rid of Obamacare, but have no suggestion of what to put in place, or, hey, we want to do this Medicare for All thing, but, you know, the way to do it, I mean, there's no, you can't just turn that on in a day. We need a pragmatic approach that's going to help people right now, because there are people like me who are going through cancer right now who have $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 bills that are bankrupting them.
Oh, and it's so tough, too. You know, I went to a doctor one time who said, just a regular checkup, and I said, geez, what can we do, and how can we help other people? And he lobbies all the time and tries to help in any way he can, because we're seeing good doctors that are dropping out. And he said, you know what you can do? Stay healthy. Stay healthy. And how can we control that? We can't. We can eat better. We can do certain things. But it's just the luck of the draw. And so you know what that's like. And that's powerful in telling that story and being out there among the people. It's part of you. I mean, you might, you know, jumping in like this, there's got to be some excitement. Are you excited about this?
I am. I'm very excited. It's going really well so far. I mean, I'm starting to get the team in place. We are raising money. And, you know, doing pretty well at that. And so, yeah, and I've done, you know, now my first couple of, you know, stump speeches out on the campaign trail, which has been, you know, exciting, nerve-wracking, fun. I'm meeting some of the, you know, candidates for Senate, and I'm starting to meet some of the players in the party. And so, yeah, it's really exciting. And, you know, I love to learn, and I'm learning something new every day right now. And so it's so far so good.
Does your talk background help you, do you think?
Oh, I definitely think it does from a communication standpoint. I'm not afraid to stand up in front of a room and talk. And, you know, I think pretty quickly on my feet as you have to in radio in terms of how to respond to a question or, you know, handle something that goes wrong on stage and those kind of things. So I'm more comfortable probably than your average bear getting up in front of a group.
Yeah. We talked about this, but, you know, you talked about there was no roadmap and everything that you read. Is that the biggest surprise? What's been the biggest surprise so far?
You know, I think the biggest surprise is how insane this political machine is and how many people are making money, you know, on just the whole running for office piece. I think if average Americans really knew how much money got spent and, you know, raised and spent just for people to run for office, they would be appalled. And I think, you know, campaign finance reform, it's not a sexy issue to run for office on. But it's real, and it really needs to be looked at.
And that would make a difference probably for people who could afford to run and imagine some of the great minds that we don't get in office because they can't do that, like you said, and they see what it's like once you get in there. Dana Barrett, we wish you the best, and, of course, you know you got my support, and thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.